And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to KTHT 97.1, your Country Legends Houston, Cleveland. Gateway to Cleveland is a public affairs program, and we try to have someone on from the community or the general area to tell us a little bit about what they do. And today I have a real good guest, and we're going to be talking about something that, especially with the recent weather we had, might be of interest to a number of people out there. Her name is Judy Robertson, and she is with Rural Dog Rescue, and hopefully I still have her on the line. Are you there, Judy?
I sure am.
For those that don't know you, if you don't mind, let's start out with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I am the founder and executive director of Rural Dog Rescue, which is a tax-exempt 501c3 nonprofit charity, so all donations are tax-deductible. We started out as Texas Boston Terrier Rescue, which I founded a few years ago, and we're still Texas Boston Terrier Rescue, and we have adopted over 300 Boston Terrier dogs last year all around the country into Canada. We are the largest Boston Terrier Rescue. As we went into shelters to pull Boston Terriers, we saw a tremendous need in the crisis from euthanization for space, animals that just need a home. And so we realized that we could help them along with the Boston Terriers. And long story short, we now adopt out thousands of shelter and stray dogs every year. Last year, we adopted 3,201.
Wow.
And of those, over 800 were Liberty County dogs. And we have a small staging shelter, is what we call it, in the Tarkington area in Liberty County. And those are where we get dogs ready for our every weekend events. We adopt dogs in the Houston metropolitan area at 8 to 10 different Petco and PetSmart stores every weekend. So we have quite a volunteer force. We have drivers, and we take Liberty County dogs into the metropolitan area. They have to be fully vetted, and we adopt them out and find homes.
I guess a lot of people would find it interesting that this one branch is located just outside of Cleveland in the Tarkington area. But all the dogs, do they come from Liberty County that go into there?
Most of the dogs that come into that shelter are from Liberty County, and they are the dogs that come from partnering shelters with us in the Houston area that are just staying there between events every week. We partner with the city of Houston Bark, and none of their dogs really come to that shelter because we have what we call a library dog program where we actually perform adoption services for them. And that gives us some much needed funds so that we can run the Liberty County, our shelter there, and help Liberty County dogs. And we are in a big partnership with City of Pasadena. We've been a partner of their shelter for over 3 years now. We adopted over 1,100 of their dogs last year. And those don't come to our shelter either. Those, we call them library dogs because we check them out like library books, and we take them back at the end of the Saturday, take them back on Sunday, the leftovers, and then take them back. And that way it has greatly increased their live release rate. And we're trying to help Bark increase theirs. And with those dogs, we get fully vetted dogs already so that we do make some revenues, and all of those revenues go to Liberty County dogs. Basically, the shelters in Harris County basically finance a large part of our operations that enable us to help and save Liberty County dogs and puppies.
And we're speaking with Judy Robertson. She's a founder and executive director for Rural Dog Rescue. And we're learning a little bit about it. First of all, you are a nonprofit organization, right?
Yes, we are.
501 whatever, right?
501c3, that's right. That's the Internal Revenue Code.
And that's important because a lot of the, not that there's any profit in this at all anyway, but it's helpful for the income tax and also for buying food and all this such for the organization. Plus, it's important to get your volunteers, and you need volunteers, right?
We need volunteers. We have a need for everything from shelter cleaners, kennel cleaners, to dog walkers, to people who would like to adopt out dogs with us at the event. We desperately need foster families. In our foster program, you don't end up with a dog forever. I think that's one thing that scares people off of fostering with some rescues is that most rescues don't adopt out high numbers of dogs so that, you know, they end up with the dogs for a long time. So we adopt them out so quickly that fostering is really, truly temporary. And we really need that help because to adopt out Liberty County dogs, nobody has the room to store, you know, thousands of dogs that we're able to adopt out. And we are aiming for this year to adopt out quite a few more than what we did last year. So if we could have some foster families that would keep a dog, we need people who can keep a litter of puppies during the week that we get them ready. We pay for all the shots and the worming and all of that to get them ready and then take them in. And then if they can keep them between events. We also have a very important program that allows dogs to miss shelters altogether, and that's what we call community sheltering or sheltering in place. And it's a new concept in animal welfare, and it's working really well. You know, hopefully one day we will hardly have any dogs going into any shelters. This is when people end up with a litter of puppies that was unexpected, or they found a litter of puppies or kittens or cats. If they can shelter them in their homes, if they can foster them in between the events, we can help to get them vetted and ready for the adoption. And then they get adopted out pretty quickly. So anyone that can help us, we can help them.
Okay, we just went through, bear with me here. We just went through an election cycle, and a word that we heard over and over was vetting. You aren't talking about the same vetting that they're talking about it. Would you, because the dogs don't answer that many questions right off. They're kind of shy. So if you don't mind, tell us a little. Explain what you're talking about. What is involved in that?
It's veterinary help. We make sure that they are up to date on their shots and that they have been wormed at their puppies. If they're adults, they have to be spay-neutered, and we do have access to low-cost spay-neuter, and maybe sometime on one of our shows we can talk about those alternatives for people where they can get their cats neutered for about $30 and their dogs neutered for about $60. And we can tell you where you can get that done, and that will resolve a lot of problems for future Liberty County dogs. But basically it's the vetting, and in order to adopt out of PetSmart, for example, we have to sign a contract with PetSmart Charities, and we get grants and donations from them that also help us run that. So under their contract, our dogs have to be spay-neutered, and they have to be up-to-date on shots, and let's see. That's what's required. What we do for every dog that is adopted, take an adult dog, is that when somebody comes in, and it's same-day adoptions, when they come in and they're interested in the dog they get will be $50. It will be spay-neutered. It will be microchipped with free registration. It will be up-to-date on shots. It will be heartworm tested. If it's heartworm positive, we provide that treatment for free. And they come with insurance of up to $1,000 for illness or injury for free for the first 30 days. Wow. And they come with a free collar and a leash. And for cats, they are spay-neutered. They are microchipped, up-to-date on shots. And they are also feline combo tested. And they also are microchipped with free registration and come with $1,000 in insurance. They're always $25. And I know people wonder, well, how can you do that and do all of that vetting?
Yeah, really, that's a lot of things.
And the reason that we've done it is, and it's the, one of the core reasons that we adopt out so many animals and find homes for them, is that we have to remove every barrier between a dog and a home. And the first barrier is cost, and then all of the vetting that can cost. So we remove all those barriers. And the way that we finance it are by getting some revenues by adopting other shelter dogs out without having to take them into our shelter, and by grants written by Petco Foundation and PetSmart Charities and ASPCA. I do quite a bit of grant writing. And because we have such a credible success record, we are able to get those kind of grants. And then we have a lot of faithful followers, but as we keep growing and there's such a need, there's such a crisis of homeless pets,
yes,
pretty much everywhere in the South and certainly in Liberty County. So our biggest need is to continue to have donors, for us, mostly donors in terms of time, in terms of building materials, and we need people who can help us put up some more big dog runs, those kind of things. Help with our little dirt road needs work. We've gotten all kinds of help, but that's what we really need in Liberty County is to get some volunteers and to get some foster homes for these dogs. We can really turn Liberty County around and maybe one day have a shelter-free place with the community sheltering in place.
That would be great. We're speaking with Judy Robertson, and she's the founder and executive director of Rural Dog Rescue. And it's a nonprofit organization that has a center right here in the Cleveland-Targington area serving Liberty County. And something I think we probably need to get in now, and I want to make sure we get it in at least one or two more times. Well, you need to find out how to contact you in case somebody would like to volunteer, or maybe they could donate, or maybe it's a vet that would like to help or something. How do they get a hold of you?
Okay, well, they can call or text me. Texting is a little bit easier since my day job is a lawyer, so it's easier to get text. They can text me at 832-338-7041. That's 832-338-7041. Or they can email us at gulfcoastbtrescue@gmail.com. So it's Gulf Coast, BT as in Boston Terrier, Rescue, gulfcoastbtrescue@gmail.com.
Just as a question, do you have a website or anything like that yet?
We do. It is called TexasBostonRescue.org. And it has a place where you can donate, where you can fill out an online form for an adoption, or if you want to foster, or if you want to volunteer, there's a form for that. There's also a form for if you need help rehoming a dog, and we can see if we can help you with that.
Well, that's great, because I think most people are good at heart. They want to help, but a lot of times it's problems of being able to or having the time, and they may think that it requires them to, 15 or 20 hours a week, and that would be nice if people could do that, but even a few hours and even their talents, right?
Absolutely. For example, we can use drivers who can simply take a load of our Tarkington dogs into the event, and then we could use a driver to go and pick them up. We do have the van, and also if people ever want to donate a vehicle, particularly vans, as we grow, we are looking to six more stores in the next year and partnering with more shelters so that we can get those revenues so that we can bring Liberty County, the dream is to bring Liberty County to no kill so that there aren't any homeless dogs in need.
And when the people, do they bring their dogs to you, or as far as Liberty County animals, how do you gather them?
Okay, what would happen with Liberty County dogs, instead of people all driving them to Houston with their foster, we call them foster animals, even though it's their animals, if they are taking care of them during the week.
Right.
We would have them bring them at a specified time on Saturday morning or Sunday morning. We're there every morning. Bring them, and then they would come pick them up in the evening in Tarkington if they were not adopted that day, and we just repeat it until they're adopted. And it usually, like I say, doesn't take very long. And we are coming up on the high breeding season, so starting in April, there will be an onslaught of puppies and kittens, and it will it's the worst time of year for dogs and cats because people are leaving town. They are about to go somewhere. And so the adoption numbers go down as far as per store. So that's why I'm trying to nail down many more stores so that even though there are fewer adoptions per store, there will be as many or more dogs being adopted every weekend. And that's when, you know, most shelters in the Houston area are kill shelters. And it's not their fault, you know. If they're government shelters, they are required to take the dogs and the cats. So we would like to work towards no more euthanization for space. And that's all of our responsibility, from spay-neuter to getting the dogs adopted, getting them ready to get adopted, and helping us out, because you can call yourself a rescue, but it doesn't mean that you can do everything for everyone. So we need your help.
And spay and neutering is so very important to control the population. You know, we have some strange thoughts in our head. You know, the common joke of the guy says, well, it's a good dog there or whatever, and, well, it's been neutered, and then the guy trembles a little bit or has a strange look on its face. And, you know, it's not, people are not the same as animals, because animals just have natural instincts. And whereas people are supposed to be able to control those things.
Yes. And I think for those of us who go into shelters every week, and ours is not a kill shelter, but anyone that says it's not a kill shelter and they are not a government shelter, the reason that we're not a kill shelter is that we can control our intake. Whereas government shelters aren't able to do that. So, like I say, we are a no-kill shelter, but it's pretty easy to do when you're not required to take all dogs. That's why we desperately need the help of people to help shelter in place. It can make a big difference. On spay-neuter, probably a subject for another day, I can tell people what alternatives that they have that are very easy. To talk about our Cadillac Kitty program, where if anyone has a cat, a socialized cat, or kittens, and they need to be rehomed, we can actually send them on what we call our spay train. We send it once a week. We could send them to Tex Litter Control. It is another nonprofit that we partner with. And we can get the kittens and the cats all spay-neutered, microchip, feline combo tested, and up to date on shots, and it will be for free as long as we're allowed to adopt the cats out. So we have to get them all prepared for that, and Texas Litter Control is a nonprofit that that spay-neuters thousands and thousands of dogs and cats a year. And I'll have lots of good news to talk about that on potential spay-neuter clinics that will be coming to the Cleveland area this coming year.
Well, that would be great. That would be something that would definitely help a lot of people. That's a problem. They don't get it done because they're worried about the cost, or they're worried about how much time it'll take out of their day. Mm-hmm. If you have a clinic going to come, that would, you know...
Well, and if on spay neutering, we can also offer the service that if it's a family cat that you're keeping or dog, and you want to see if we can make room on our spay train, we can do the transport for you. All you would have to do is drop it off at our shelter in Tarkington in the morning and pick it up in the evening, and you can get those prices of. Spay neutering for $60 for a dog, and I think it's $30 to $40 for a cat, and if they need their shots and their all of that. And we do microchip. We will microchip, you know, for very low cost if people would like to do that. And microchipping is another subject near and dear to our heart. Every dog, even the tiniest puppy that leaves our hands, is microchipped. And it's registered to us, and then when they are adopted, it is re-registered to the new owner. If they get found or treated by a vet, by somebody not the owner, then vets scan it, shelters scan for the number, and you can basically find the person within a few minutes if the chip has been registered. So we rehome a lot of dogs that get lost and they have a microchip, and cats as well.
And that's something that a lot of people that love their pets can identify with, and it's relatively new. I know it's not brand new, but it's something that's just really starting to catch on widely. There are so many places that will scan. I mean, even if you pick up a dog and you think, well, I don't know, I'm going to take it in and have it checked out, almost every vet in the United States scans now, right?
They will. They absolutely will. They will. So if your dog is stolen and somebody takes it to get treated, for example, we've seen this happen, somebody takes it to their vet, the vet will scan new dogs, and we've gotten the call. So it's not just, you know, a lot of dogs aren't going to run away from home. Some of them would surprise you, and they do. But a dog, particularly a purebred dog, can get stolen.
Yes.
And it eventually will surface through the system, and you will get the call.
And that, whether you're an adult or a child, when you lose your pet, it's a traumatic experience. It really is.
It's devastating. It is.
It's really, it can cause great problems in the home for a lot of people. So that'd be something that I think a lot of people would like to have their pet taken care of with. And of course, the shots and all the other that you provide, these are all safety features at a really low price. So we're speaking with Judy Robertson. She is the founder and executive director of the Rural Dog Rescue Group, and they have a shelter here in the Cleveland Targington area of Liberty County. It serves the entire county. Where else do you have shelters in the greater Houston area, just off the top of your head?
We only have one other shelter, and that's up in Weatherford, Texas, and it's Boston Terrier only shelter. So we operate out of there, although we do have Boston Terriers down in Houston. We focus on Boston Terriers up there, and I will mention for the Boston Terrier lovers out there that our Boston Terriers, as well as any other dog, the adoption fee is always $50. I don't care if they won Westminster.
Wow.
We are committed to remove the cost barrier for adoption.
Boston Terriers are cute dogs. People love them. I guess that's one of the reasons that you got involved. You have one?
Yeah, I have three Boston Terriers and a Frenchie.
Oh, wow. So you're not just a dog helper, you're a dog parent as well.
That's right. I can't imagine life without dogs.
If you don't mind, we have about five more minutes or so to go here, but I think we ought to get your contact information in again, because all the people are listening. They're going, well, okay, fine. How do we get a hold of them?
Okay. In my cell phone, you can text or call. It may take me a while to get back with you. It's 832-338-7041, 832-338-7041. Our website is texasbostonrescue.org, and our email address is gulfcoastbtrescue@gmail.com. That's gulfcoastbtrescue@gmail.com.
And one more time, the website, if you don't mind.
The website is www.texasbostonrescue.org, www.texasbostonrescue.org. And that site will put you into all of the forms to contact us on what you might be. And we would just love to have anybody's help that we can find.
And I want to go over some things about the local shelter here in Liberty County, Tarkington, Cleveland area. You were talking about the volunteers, and it's not just the come out and take care of the dogs, but it's also you need somebody to drive. You need people that can possibly build you more dog runs and such as that, or even if you got a way to take care of a road, your road needs work, right?
Yes, bush hogging. It's on 120 acres, although it's at the front edge of that. So we have, several acres that grow up. So it's a lot of work out there. We do plan on building, it's a tiny little shelter. We are planning on building another shelter in addition, and perhaps using the other one as a quarantine shelter. So we have a lot of big plans out there, and we could really use some help, even down to donation of building materials would be wonderful. It's been very successful. It's a different model. It's not where you have the traditional shelter where you shelter all the dogs that people have. It is that we shelter in place, and we're able to adopt out that way in very high numbers.
And this may seem like an odd question, but what type of animals are we talking about? Is it obviously Boston Terriers, but what else?
Well, it's actually not that many Boston Terriers compared to the other thousands. It's pretty much every dog imaginable. Lots of Chihuahuas, Labrador Retrievers, Goldens, Catahoula, Leopard Dogs. The whole mix. We've had Great Pyrenees. We have a lot of Rat Terriers come through, Shih Tzus, a Poodle, and designer blends of all of the above.
And folks, this is something that you can help with in many different ways, but one of the ways is obviously adopting. If someone was interested in adopting, how would they go about that using your facility?
Okay. We don't really do adoptions out of the facility because we basically clean twice a day. We have volunteers out there for several hours a day, and the dogs go out for several hours, two times a day. It's very work intensive. You can look at our Facebook pages as well, and we'll begin posting the events on our webpage as well on where we're having the events. Or you can contact us by any of that contact information. Tell us what you might be interested in. We'll tell you whether we have that. There's also our dogs are posted on Pet Finder. You can get that through our website and see what we have. But I will caution everyone that they're adopted so fast that changes very rapidly.
Well, I'm glad to hear this organization is out there and doing this great work for the folks of Liberty County, Cleveland, and Tarkington area. Judy, I appreciate all your work and the things you do.
Thank you so much, Archie. Thank you, everybody out there.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to Gateway to Cleveland here on 97.1, your country legends, Cleveland, Houston. And pick or key up at Flat Top and take some home.